Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Hale. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Moore. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ray Moore. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Hicks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hicks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hale scores. Kell moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Francona reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Triandos goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore bunts in front of the plate. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. Miranda moves to second. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Miranda moves to third. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Hicks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Smith now catching. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Frank Larry. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Bridewesser hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilardi hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raymore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-0 in the game. Moore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Francona steals second. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Francona moves to third. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miranda for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 0 for 2 in the game. Breidwesser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilardi takes first base on ball 4. Breidwesser moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bridwesser scores. Bilardi moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bilardi scores. Kennedy moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Hal Brown now pitching. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Neiman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hicks for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bridwesser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bridwesser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hale scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Pyburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hicks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ferreri's now pitching. Frank House pinch hits for Red Wilson. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.